We are here with Guy Energy Works coach Ethan Crandon after the latest round of Zone B action in Colonial Medical Insurance Super 50. Coach, looking back at the win, obviously given the structure of the table going into the last round of fixtures with the emerging players in Trinidad in front, given how competitive of a team Windwards are, how crucial would you overall rate this win against the Windwards Volcanoes?
That was a fantastic win for us. It was very, very important, as all of our games are important. And that win last night was, you know, given the competitive nature of the group so far, you know, the emerging players, they've been playing some really good cricket, Trinidad, and, you know, it was a very important game for us to win there, and, you know, to stay in the fight and, you know, be very competitive throughout. So I think, you know, we would have managed to really put together that very good batting display, chasing down, you know, 250 plus in 42 overs. You know, it's not easy. And I thought we really paced our innings nicely. And it was just a good glimpse of, you know, what we were capable of doing as a batting unit. And, you know, the guys played really well, especially Bond well. Played a match winning innings there for us. It was featuring three really good partnerships. And, you know, the other guys really supported well and were able to overall that total on the board.
Obviously, with the rain playing a big role all over Trinidad yesterday, when the game eventually started and it was reduced to a 42 over contest, did it change your pre-game tactics much?
No, not really. We know the Windward Island team, they're very aggressive players, and we had wanted as many overs as possible to play. And we know they would have been more competitive with a shorter game. So we were at 42 overs, you know, it's a lot of overs still to bat properly. And, you know, we didn't really change much of our plan. We stuck to that, and I think we executed in most areas.
Obviously, I noticed you guys made one player and, I guess, tactical change, bringing back regular keeper Anthony Bramble and moving Savory up with young Chandrapal not playing. Just talk to me about the thought process behind that kind of change for this game.
Yeah, it's obvious that, you know, once Bramble is fit and he's ready to go and, you know, he's clear to play, someone, you know, would have had to make way for him. And, you know, it's just a case that, you know, we had to let Branny make way for Bramble there. Obviously, Bramble will be batting in a different position, but we've got other guys who can, you know, open the batting and play a good role up there. So the intention, obviously, was not only now, but, you know, it's a message we've been sending to the players from game one. We want them to play. Obviously, we want them to attack the power play, or maximize the power play, which we're looking to score as much as possible, but not to be reckless in the power play, you know, and only two fielders out, you hit the gaps, you don't get to score a lot of runs. But the important thing we had wanted to see there is the guys to show the intent, go out and put some pressure on the bowlers instead of, you know, guys bucking down and allowing the bowlers to get on top of them and not trying to score and then just building up the pressure, you know. And also, I think that has been our initial plan. We weren't able to execute that. We lost wickets in all of it. You know, previous games, we lost two wickets, and you know, that would have set us back. And the other guys had to consolidate, and in consolidating, they weren't able to get any flow, and we continued to lose wickets at crucial point in time. So last night was a good, you know, probably a good example of how we want to go about, you know, batting as a group. And I think it was a good flow, a very good pitch to bat on. So and we were able to do well.
And lastly, big game tomorrow against the emerging players will be the second time you'll be facing them in the tournament. Compared to the last game, what are the things you think from that game and just observing their performances since then, you got an easy to make sure you beat them and obviously put yourself in the top two position in the table.
Yes, those guys, you know, they're playing some really good cricket. They probably surprised a lot of people, but it goes to show, you know, guys didn't get into their respective franchise team, and they probably have a point to prove, and they're playing fearless cricket at the moment. You know, they're also playing smart as well, so they're very positive and confident at the moment. So we're not gonna be taking them lightly. The good thing, we would have had the opportunity to play them in the first game of this group, and I think we would take all the positive and all the learning from that game, and we would have had the opportunity to look at them in their other games as well against different opposition. So we would take all that we can take and put it together and come up with some good plans against them, because they've been very, very competitive, and you know, I think we've got to be really aggressive against them, and you know, put them under some pressure, whether we're batting or we're bowling, and see how it goes from there.